Welcome to Ability MKE Now, live on River West Radio. My name is Sue Roscoff, and here at Ability MKE Now, we are a show all about integration, bringing people with disabilities and people that don't have a disability together, enjoying life here in the Milwaukee area. We all have different abilities, and here at Ability MKE Now, we dive into this topic of diverse abilities. The concept of a disability hits a wide range of possibilities. We could be talking about physical or mental disabilities, the deaf and hard of hearing community, blindness, chronic pain, mental health diagnosis, goals of substance use reduction, and the list goes on. The list goes on and on. There are so many possibilities. We all have our own experiences with disability, whether it's our own or people we know. Here at Ability MKE Now, we break down the barriers and we celebrate the ability in all of us. We bring topics forward that are specifically related to disability and also specifically related to anybody, no matter your ability. So tonight we are looking forward to having conversations with a couple of wonderful guests that I'm so thrilled to be joining us. Our first guest, actually, I'm going to pass the mic over to Kurt, who is always here with us, and we're grateful to him for the history we've had here with Ability MKE Now. He is going to introduce our first guest. So over to you, Kurt.
Thank you very much, Sue. Yes, we are really eager to dive into tonight's short conversation. We have great opportunity, great offering here. A new member of the Ability MKE Now family, A. Garcia, come to find out from her history, there's some ties to Chicago. So all of you out there in Milwaukee, don't get too upset here, but it'll work out. But she moved west. So she got wise, moved a little west. So look at this as a journey, folks. And this is where it gets exciting. A. Garcia is here to share some things that there's an advocacy in her story. And that's what we love here at Ability MKE Now. And she's got her own story for what it is. So we are here at Ability MKE Now, Disability Advocacy Radio. But let's just look at this in terms of getting a look at a person, what a person can go through, and how we can turn that around and come back and be of service through the experiences we've had. So A. Garcia, I'd like you to come in here a little bit more. We're newly introduced, and now you're being introduced to our audience and the River West Radio, listeners out there. So tell us a little bit more of the introduction. You know, who is A. Garcia? You know, what are the stories you want to share tonight? And being here at Ability MKE Now, there's a special connection that you're looking at here. And what might that be? Go ahead, A. Garcia, take it away. Thank you.
Well, first and foremost, thank you for having me here. It's a honor and a privilege to be on the set with you, and what a great introduction to lead me to. And so the first thing I'll say is, you know, A. Garcia is the way I like to be introduced, because I have found a way to be vulnerable and safe at the same time. And so that's how I go about it. And your statement on what we've gone through in life and the story that we share and how we're giving back to the community and what we're doing with our wisdom and what I call our wounds to wisdom is the definition, actually, to post-traumatic growth. And that is something that I talk about heavily as it relates to the trauma that we've been through. Like you said, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, financially, economically. I mean, the list can go on. And indeed, it is how we cope with it. It starts with our mindset, our outlook, our belief system. And when we get to that place where we realize that, you know, the trauma we've endured, we had no control over, and we start to build our strength and our endurance around that. And as we grow and we navigate through the uncharted waters, you know, we experience things that, again, gives us that stronger sense of strength and wisdom. And, you know, giving back, that is so healing for self. And it's a part of giving back to the community, because it really does take a community to uplift and empower, especially when you find individuals that have gone through similar situations. And in my personal opinion, at the end of the day, we've all been through some sort of trauma and ailment, but at the end of the day, it's how we're coping. And we all want to level up our coping skills one way or another. And so that's what I'm about. And when it's time to start getting deeper into the story, my story, I'll be happy to do that.
Excellent. Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to have you here with us. And actually, if you would like to just give us a little snippet here of where of your story. I know we have another guest we'll be bringing in soon, but if you want to give us a little more of your story at this point, I think that would be awesome.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, well, in the beginning, I believe I had suffered, I would say gestational trauma, because when my mother was pregnant with me, she was in a very toxic relationship, so much so that 2.5 years later, she left her husband, my dad, and my sister and myself. We were left behind as well. So my mother abandoned us and left us in the same situation, environment that she herself could not handle. So shortly after she left, my younger sister also passed away of cancer. So immediately my life turned into every void a little girl could possibly have. No mother, no sister, a checked out father, no cousins, nothing. So it quickly became me learning how to take care of me. And I learned that outside the house. I was barely ever home. So fast forwarding, you know, DCFS was called to my house every year. I did endure, you know, a bit of, you know, child abuse. And I was never taken for some weird reason. Not quite sure to this day how that happened. But nonetheless, textbook style, you know, teenage years, I believe that I knew everything. I had a work ethic from mowing lawns, washing cars, pulling weeds, mowing grass, watching kids, delivering newspapers. You couldn't tell me anything. I was an adult in my brain. And so I quickly found myself in a teenage violent dating relationship. And shortly after, I was, you know, teenage pregnancy. And there was a lot of physical abuse there, which I said I was not going to repeat anything my parents did. And I chose to separate myself and go with my daughter to a place that nobody would look twice at. It was a unfurnished basement, cement walls, cement floor, no kitchen, but I had to do it. So fast forwarding about 10 years later, when I'm now in college, after being a high school dropout, going to after my GED, now I'm in college. I literally built a community around me. The school across the street where my daughter went, my job 3 blocks to the west, the babysitter 3 blocks to the east. Even if my car broke down, nobody was missing a day. So it was like, you couldn't tell me anything. And then here comes Mr. Wright, who, you know, it was beautiful for a couple of years. We decided to extend the family. And I did not know what covert narcissism was. I left my family, my friends, my community, my school, my job, voluntarily, everything. And I survived a double attempted homicide when I was 8 months pregnant by the father of my child. So within 15 minutes, my life had changed to a complete devastating, life-threatening survival type of, you name it. And when we talk about abilities, superpowers, the adrenaline that flew through my body to survive and to protect my children is very similar to that woman that you hear about lifting a car off the child. You get strength out of nowhere, and the ability when it comes to fighting for your life is insane. And so I suffered multiple surgeries after that. So when I suffered those multiple surgeries, this was over the course of 5 years, four surgeries over the course of 5 years. And the roller coaster that I went through with the prescription drugs, with the healing, I wish I would have brought pictures to this show, because I literally put all of my prescription drugs on the counter so the doctor could see that I had over 15 when she walked in. And I'm like, and you want to know why I'm crazy? And you're trying to send me to the, you know, psychiatrist, you know, the psychologist that only wants to give me more prescription drugs. But I'm here like throwing up in front of my kids, knocked out for 18 hours on the floor, feeling like I have vertigo and I can't even walk like I had my V8. You know, it was like insane. And, you know, when it's just you on the bed staring at the ceiling and you have physical ailments where you are literally, you cannot get up, you cannot do for yourself. there's a mindset that you have to be ready for, because it becomes a battle zone. It's a warfare. It's a warfare in there. And if you don't know how to intercept your sabotaging vocal inner critic and the thoughts that can rumble through there, you can find yourself in a really dark place, which is where I definitely found myself. And, you know, right when I thought I was getting my life back together financially, emotionally, spiritually, physically, and all that, I was in a life-threatening car accident that gave me a 1% chance to survive. I was in ICU for over 2 weeks. I was supposed to be in rehab for 18 months. I mean, it's been back to back to back. It's like my life is full of trauma, which now I'm saying, no, my life is now post-traumatic growth. I figured out a way to overcome the trauma in my head and fight the physical battles that remind me what I cannot do.
Well,
yeah, that's, we have a friend that a longtime friend of the show that his phrase is always in my head of look at my ability, not my disability. And with what your story is amazing. I hear so much strength in what you speak about here and all those pieces that I personally, I have a hard time even wrapping my mind around all that. You have an amazing road that you've gone down to get to where you are now, and where you are now is amazing. And what you're able to do with where you are and what you've experienced and how, what the potential is of what you can do for others with that experience. I'm very excited to touch more with what all you have in place and where you're going. Before we get to that, I know I want to bring our other guest in here and get to meet her too, so she can be joining in our conversation as well and find out more about who she is and what she's about. And then I definitely want to talk more about all this. So I'm so appreciate you sharing with us here. So, and actually I'm going to have Emily come in and do the honor of introducing our other guest here tonight.
All right. Our second guest, we met through the Happy Neighbor, the wonderful Happy Neighborhood Project. Or specifically the India meeting. And she is on the East Coast and is a social marketer for an online brand of everyday essentials. So
thank you, Emily. It is such a pleasure to see you again. I love seeing you. I saw you this morning and I get to see you every week, and I hope to see you tomorrow. And thank you for inviting me, Emily. I am so honored to be here. And A. Garcia, I have no words. I have no words.
Yeah, I don't either.
You are inspiring. Your mindset, the fact that you are here and smiling and laughing, and I don't know if most women would be doing that. So,
yeah, especially after all that.
You are incredible, and thank you for sharing your story. And I do know how important mindset is, and I do live a life believing about ingratitude and always reminding myself and others to think positive and to know things can happen if you want them to happen. Don't just be negative and in the dumps. For me, I'm not as exciting. I'm a good person. I don't have such a great story to share. I just like to help people, right? I had an experience in a couple of years ago where I had a physical ailment, and the doctors were shooting me up with lots of medicine and nothing worked. And I was out of it for a good 6 months, twice in 1 year, no, in 2 years, for a full year, I was bedridden. 6 months, 1 year, 6 months, the next year. And it was because of a lot of the medication and stuff. And I wanted to find a way to be healthy and feel great without all the medicine. I actually, also, if I go back a little bit, 25, 30 years ago, I got my master's in social work because I wanted to be a therapist and help everyone. Because that's not what we all want to do when we're 23. And so I studied to be a therapist and I loved it for the first year. And then I realized I'm an extrovert. I'm a talker. I'm out there, and it's really hard to be a therapist when you're a talker. I had not learned how to meditate yet. So I hadn't learned to quiet that mind and really pay attention to others. So that didn't last very long, but I needed another way to help people. I needed to find something that I could do to serve others and be of assistance. And I found an incredible line of non-toxic, healthy, amazing mostly products that are phenomenal to help people feel their best. So I help people who are struggling with joint discomfort, with inflammation, people who want to live a healthy lifestyle and not have all the toxins in their household. We have so many things that are amazing, and I get to help people every day. And I love hearing someone say, I couldn't walk up the stairs a month ago because my legs were bothering me so much. But what you shared with me made such a difference that I was able to get back to the gym. And to me, that's what it's all about. And that's really what I'm passionate about.
Being able to return ability to a person is life-changing. To be yes. able to do that and help somebody in that way.
It's really satisfying, and it really makes you feel like you're doing good. And who doesn't want to do good every day, right? You know, you want to know that you're helping others and not just crunching numbers and sitting in a desk every day.
That's awesome. I'm so glad you're able to join us here, because I know I'm even thinking of a friend who recently had a pain issue that just like suddenly came on, and any kind of resource she could have had to help at that time to make a difference so that she could actually be mobile again.
Absolutely. And I must say that it is in the supplement industry. And so because of that, I cannot make any medical claims. It is, you know, in that industry, there are no medical claims, but studies have shown that it does support and give people relief who are struggling with inflammation, with joint discomfort. And it works. It really works.
Love it. Well, and actually, I want to bring A. Garcia back in here again and just open up the conversation, because here with Ability MKE Now, we have so many things that we can talk about with the concept of ability and disability and all of that. I'm excited to hear more again about what you both do and what questions you may have for each other as well. So actually, Mara, do you have any questions for A. Garcia at this point?
Well, I was really intrigued when you were talking about your 15 medications and how you needed to get off of them because they were not serving you. And that's right. I'm curious, how did you wean yourself off of all that and still feel good and work every day and accomplish?
So thank you for asking, because I wish that your type of services and what you offer is marketed in a much higher level, because see, I didn't know that there was such a thing as a holistic approach, as supplemental, you know, assistance to mitigate or even like offset the whole pharmaceutical type of, you know, drugs. And so I literally went back to like, okay, how did the Indians make it? How did we survive before they were manufacturing this stuff? So I went all the way back. I literally convinced myself that I was on mission mode. It was almost like survival mode all over again, because I'm looking at my children scared of me not being able to heal from my surgeries that they knew was from that night of saving our lives. And now I'm just like, I'm spiraling out of control. And so what I did, and this may sound so silly, but I'm going to be honest here, while I'm laying in the bed, staring at the ceiling, wondering how did they do it? I'm literally looking on Groupon and Living Social. Are there any classes I can take at a discount? You know, like, what can I do here? And I found places. I found online courses that were offering discounted, that you get certified and all of that. So then I started looking, you know, I'm not going to disclose where I'm at. I never disclose where I'm at, but I started looking in my area. Okay, there has to be places around here that are, you know, familiar with traditional Chinese medicine and that offer holistic approaches. And I found a couple dojos, I found a couple herbalists, I found acupuncturists, and I literally was like, I'm gonna try all of this. If insurance doesn't cover it because it works, and we have to pay out of pocket because it works, I'm convinced this is what works.
That's fantastic. That's amazing. That's amazing.
So I learned, Mara, that, you know, what you're saying, that I understand that supplements can't be, you know, they're not FDA approved and there is no like actual legitimate stuff that you can say about it. However, yes, studies show. And I learned because they sent me to go get a blood panel. You get the full blood panel drawn, and they're not telling you, you know, oh, you're in a good range. What they do is in my experience, they're telling you or showing you what the optimal range is. And then from there, your deficiencies from all of the different, you know, vitamin K, D, E, you know, everything that's in us. And then those supplements come in and they start to balance each other out till it gets to that optimal place. And I'm here to tell you that that's what saved me. Those supplements and what you're doing and what you're giving to other people and offering for these different ailments that we deal with, specifically the inflammation, the scar tissue, the constant migraines that come from the pain and the draining and all that kind of stuff. It works. It really works.
It's super important because you have experience with all this.
Yes.
So many people go out and they buy supplements and they don't know what they're taking. They just say, oh, that looks good. And they buy it off the shelf. You have to do your research and you have to ask for third-party clinical studies.
Yes.
Because they don't all have them. And it's not, you know, guaranteed by the FDA. So you need to be working with a company that you know is quality and does the studies and spends the money on the research. Because you go to one of the stores and you just buy random things off the shelf, you're throwing out your money and you're probably just urinating it all away.
Right. So, that's what I'm going to say. Where are you dropping your blood to check where it's at? You know?
Exactly. Exactly. So it's super important, you know, because you know that from all of your research and all of your studying that you need to know what you're looking for and what to ask.
Absolutely. And I also believe in incorporating. I'm a strong believer, and I can say that I believe because I applied. It was almost like after I went through those four surgeries, after, you know, fighting for our lives, you know, I was on this constant journey, nonstop journey of healing. And it was almost like that was preparing me for this unknown car accident that I was going to have, right? So while I was in ICU and I can't get up, I can't walk, I have to call people to move me 5 inches. And that was extremely painful. Like literally talk about being humbled because you cannot do anything for yourself. I mean, oh my gosh. However, oxygen. Breathing techniques like Qi Gong warrior breathing.
Amazing. Amazing.
Oxygen, yes, it heals your organs. It lessens the coagulation in your blood. It helps the blood go through those smaller vein vessels that it would normally not be able to get to. The more oxygen to your brain, the more oxygen to your organs, the more your cells are regenerating. And it's just like, why don't they teach this? Why is this not available to the common, you know, common population? And that goes right into my post-traumatic growth. You know, PTG is a real thing. Why don't we know about it? Because it's all, you know, a business.
Yes. And that's the world we live in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. And that's a phrase, honestly, that's new to me, post-traumatic growth. I think that is a brilliant phrase because they always hear about post-traumatic stress disorder. You know, there's PTSD is a real thing. And when you're dealing with it, where do you go from there? How do you get resources? And to reframe it as post-traumatic growth and thinking about that growth mindset makes, it's hitting me as making a huge difference. Where your mind is, where you're thinking about and how you're thinking about what's happening to you makes such a difference. And that's with what your comments were about holistic, how you're looking at things holistically. And I know we were talking before the show a little bit about Eastern versus Western medicine and how that all works together or not is an amazing thing. And do you have, actually, A. Garcia, do you have any questions for Mara with what she's bringing forward as well? I just want to make sure you guys have a chance to have the conversation here too, because you guys are amazing and I'm loving what I'm hearing.
Well, yeah, I'm loving what I'm hearing too. I mean, like I was saying, it's so important to get out there and to teach and get into the community to let people know that you exist, because what you're offering really, truly is life-changing and transforming. And even though I didn't go through your particular program, you know, I still have testimony, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And when it comes to healing and growth and doing it naturally, diet is everything. And the food you choose is everything. You want to feed your body with things that are going to heal your body. And I'm going to pivot a little bit because I'm super excited about this. we're actually launching a new product line this week, and it is for women, and it's plant derived. So it is as natural as you can get, and it's to support women in their menstrual cycle, perimenopause and postmenopause. And right now, people use hormones for that.
Yep.
And that is not a healthy option. And so many people are trying to get off of that, and your body doesn't want that. But we now have the ability to support those symptoms and balance your hormones naturally with a plant-derived supplement.
That's amazing. And that's something that, again, people, if they don't understand options, if all you have is what your doctor's telling you, which is, you know, you got to take what your doctor says for what it's worth, but to go beyond that and to understand more yourself about what options are out there, to be educated on what's going to be best for you, because what's best for me is not going to be the same thing necessarily as the next person. We're all different. We all have the different chemistry going on within us, and what we can do to optimize that and do all the right things to the best of our ability is huge. And that's where that education component is really meaningful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And A. Garcia is amazing. It's all mindset and what you feed your body is huge. I think they're both life-changing.
And that's actually where I was going next with you, Mara, is because that's what we were saying earlier. Like, we both had an experience that created this aha moment to shift where we were at to where we needed to be. And that's what it takes, is you have to first acknowledge that you're in deep and that you don't belong there. And, you know, I do focus more all around the mindset, and, you know, kind of aligns what I'm saying here, aligns with what I always say. So I'll just share that is, you know, if you don't know who you are in the moment because of all these, you know, drugs or because of, you know, the trauma or whatever, if you don't know who you are, that's okay. Identify who you're not, because right then and there, as soon as you know who you're not, you're empowering yourself back to where you need to be.
Brilliant.
I love that.
Love that. You know? Brilliant.
And then from there, you can start taking the steps, because once you identify who you're not, you start saying, okay, all right, so let me start aiming towards who I know I am, and then finding those, you know, solutions and options. And it sounds like that's what we both did.
Yes. And I feel very lucky. I'm very grateful for it.
Absolutely. And nobody knows you better than you. So you have to, once you recognize it, when you know better, that's when you start to do better. And that's all Absolutely. It takes is that first step. And, you know, and getting help is a positive thing. It's nothing to be ashamed about or embarrassed. As soon as you recognize you're in deep, get help, because they'll help you. It'll be expedited getting out of it.
And you are an amazing role model. You are unbelievable. So just listening to you speak and hearing your story, it's really mind blowing. And I'm in awe.
Oh, thank you so much.
I am grateful to both of you for taking the time to join us here tonight. Ability MKE Now, we bring a variety of people and topics here, and you both have added such a great dimension to what we are able to do. And I hope that you could both come back again sometime in the future and join us again. I would love to be able to continue the conversation. So Mara, with what you've brought, and A. Garcia, with what your story is and the dynamic that is, and both of you with the model of the education and the strength and experience here, we're very, very grateful and blessed to have had the chance to have you both joining us here tonight. So with Ability MKE Now, my name is Sue Roscoff, and on behalf of Kurt Roscoff and Emily Golmer, with all that we do and strive to combine ability and disability worlds together here in Milwaukee, we thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.